I show you a verse in the Bible that is disproven by evolution?
Show me exactly which verse in the Bible evolution disproves.
I don't know. I guess I would say the story of the few beginning verses in Genesis where it talks about how all the plants and animals were magically created, that just very clearly didn't happen.
Okay, let me go to the Bible. So which verse is that?
It's in Genesis 1. I mean, it's going to be one of the first, I don't know, 20 verses. Like, it's like we're literally talking about stuff that happens on days 3, 4, and 5. Early on.
So you're talking about Genesis 1, verse 11. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed,
yep,
and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth, and it was so." I mean, yep.
It says that happened in a day, and that did not happen in a day.
So you'll put a limitation on what God can do, what he formed?
Neither of us believe in magic. It's just that you sometimes choose to believe in magic because you think you have to. I do not believe in magic.
Yeah, I don't believe in magic either, but it's...
So did God create the earth?
How did God create the earth? Let's go back to one. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form.
That tells me who created it. I asked you how. Or not who, what.
So, I mean, I was going to read it.
I promise you it doesn't say how God created the earth. It just says that he did. And then it tells you what the end result was. Like, my daddy built a car. Or like, did your dad build that? Wait, no. Why am I confusing myself? It's my own analogy. If you said, my dad builds cars, and I asked you, how does he build cars? And you said, he builds Fords. You're not answering my question, you know?
Yeah, it's right here. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
That doesn't tell me how God created the earth. I couldn't, this isn't a recipe. Nobody could repeat these steps and create an earth this way.
Mm-hmm.
You're just telling me who created the earth. My question was how.
Okay, this still doesn't disprove the evolution. This evolution still doesn't disprove it. And
I never claimed that your book not telling us how God did it disproves evolution. You're the one that changed the subject, not me. But yeah, okay. The Bible unambiguously says that in one day God created the plants, in one day God created the animals. That just obviously didn't happen. So I would say that
Can
would
I give
be
you a verse?
I mean, that would really be the only it's in Genesis 1, dude. It's going to be one of the very first ones.
No, I know, but in Job 38:4 it says that, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?"
you don't just get to say a later chapter in my book says that magic is true, therefore you don't have evidence that magic isn't true. It doesn't work that way.
What?
If that's how it works, I'm going to write a book today that says Shlam Lam a Ding Dong is real, and everybody that says it's not is stupid and goy.
I'm sorry. I mean, don't disrespect, but that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, well, you would say that because you got hit with a goy beam.
Every time
you say that my magical book that I'm going to write tomorrow is false, that just proves that you're wrong and goy beamed.
If you believe that, brother, but still, it still
would be stupid to believe that. Yes, I agree. So you want the verses where it says God created the plants and the animals? It's verses 11 through...
I read it to you, brother.
11 through 13 is about the plants. And then God creates the sun after the plants. And then verses 20 through 23 is God creating all the critters.
I mean, I know. I read it to you. What are you talking about?
You asked me what are the verses. And so I was telling you what the verses are. And now you're and now you're trying to do chat. What is it doing? No. You don't get to do chat. What is it doing? I'm the one that asks chat. What is it doing?
Hey, I mean, no disrespect, but you didn't know. And so then I went to the chapters. I read it for you. And then
you asked the same question. So evolution and just common scientific knowledge clearly demonstrates that the story of Earth being formed, as it says in Genesis 1, just cannot be true.
Can you show me a proof?
All of the scientific evidence shows that Earth is many billions of years old and that plants and animals gradually emerged and changed on this planet over the course of many hundreds of millions of years. So no, you know, not in one day.
Okay.
And the Earth was not created before the sun was created.
You know, evolution is not a concrete, undeniable fact, but it's partially theory. Do you know that?
You just said, you know, evolution's not proven or not true. It's just been proven scientifically. That's what you said.
I said evolution is a theory.
Yes. So is gravity. So are atoms. Do you deny these things?
No.
Okay. So theory, something becomes a scientific theory once countless scientific tests have proven that it's true and how it works. So still have things to learn. But it's a theory. It's 100%
true, right?
Huh?
It's 100% true, right?
100% of all the scientific evidence says that it is. In principle, any scientific idea can be overturned. But that's not the same thing. I don't know.
So what are you saying? So is it 100% true or not?
All of the evidence says that it's true.
And what are these evidence? Scientists, right?
Paleontology, genetics.
Scientists.
Yes. So the thing that's the reason you and I are able to talk despite being hundreds or thousands of miles apart. The thing that has saved countless lives. The thing that has allowed us to know more than at any point in history. Yes.
Okay.
That thing.
All right.
Most valuable thing our species has ever done. Yes.
Okay.
Stupidity never dies. It evolves. Get your signed copy with the link below.
So there's no scientist on the face of the planet that has ever proven for a fact that is 100% true. And I'll give you some scientists as well, but I just want to ask you one thing. Where do you think, besides the Bible, yes and this and that, where do you believe that man came from?
We evolved. Want to see a picture?
Okay, you're showing me a picture.
There it is. There we go.
That's a picture. I want concrete evidence because that's what humans rely on. We need evidence that are proven, not a picture.
Buddy, what do you think this is? These are transitional forms of humans. These are the so-called missing links. Everybody knows that if humans evolved, then there would have to be the missing links. They're not missing. We found them
a really long time ago. Okay, can you provide a scientist that scientists, right? These are professionals. Let's go to professionals and see what they say. Can you show me?
They're the ones that discovered these, like the Leakey family.
Okay, but can you go to the scientist that for a fact proves it? Because you can show me a picture. I'm sorry, brother. You can show me a picture, but I still need I still need evidence.
You're saying that these skulls are fake and goy?
I'm not saying they're fake. I need concrete evidence. That's what we base our...
Okay. If you want concrete evidence, then look at these skulls. There it is.
I can show you a picture of Jesus'.
Remember, you acknowledge that those skulls are not fake. So I gave you the evidence and you admitted it. So I don't need to, I don't need to do anything else.
I
my job no, here no, is no done.
Yeah, no disrespect. But if I search up artifacts and things of Christ, of what happened to Christ, of his resurrection, not his resurrection, but when he was crucified, would you say that is fake if it's for a fact proven that is real and has been discovered? Would you deny it?
I currently, right now, believe that Jesus was crucified.
Beautiful.
So okay. If you found something that somehow further strengthens that, then I would just be like, told you so. That'd be it. But I'm so the evidence of evolution, here it is. You've now seen it. So what do I need to do next?
I mean, this still doesn't disprove. It doesn't disprove where we came from.
So if you believe that Adam was formed out of mud and then Eve was formed out of a piece of him, then yes, this absolutely, that can't be true with this being true at the same time. There's really how do I want to say it? There's not going to be an honest, real honest or logical pathway you can get to. Well, yeah, I have all the evidence that humans gradually evolved, but at the same time, I'm going to believe that the first human was so magically created.
Mm-hmm.
Homo heidelbergensis in Africa.
So we came, so that was what?
A long ass fucking time ago.
300,000 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. You know, Fred, I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
That wasn't real.
Fred Holly. Not, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It's Hoyle. You can search it up yourself.
Fred Hoyle.
Thank you. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he was a physicist who didn't believe in the Big Bang. That has nothing to do with evolution.
He was saying, so the chance of life just poofing out of nowhere from a cell, quote, or like, it's impossible. So that is
good for him. Unfortunately for him, we have extraordinary evidence for evolution. And for abiogenesis, I would still say we have incredible evidence. We don't have a strong scientific theory for abiogenesis yet, but Fred Hoyle, it wasn't Fred Hoyle's level of expertise. You know, when you watch commercials and it says 9 out of 10 dentists recommend, what do you think the next words are? The General Motor Insurance, Suave hair care products? No, it's going to be toothpaste, right? If 9 out of 10 dentists didn't have the General Motor Insurance, that wouldn't really tell me very much. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't value their opinion. And I don't care what Fred Hoyle, a non-biologist, really thinks about this.
So you're smarter than an astronomer. You're saying that's, you have more.
Fred Hoyle could run circles around. Well, he's dead, but he could have in his time run circles around me in math, possibly logic. A lot of physics, math people tend to be really well versed in how logic works as well. In physics, and all kinds of things. But that doesn't. LeBron James could beat me at basketball too, but. You know, I could make him look like I can probably draw better than LeBron James. Do you want to see my portfolio?
Okay. I still like this is not answering my question, but hey, no worries. Have you know about David Berlinski?
That kind of rings a bell, but
you could search him up.
I might just be hallucinating it.
Yeah, you could search it up. He's not a Christian, and he's agnostic, and he wrote a book. It was called The Devil's Delusion, Destroying the Claim Science Has That Disproves Evolution and God. He's agnostic. He doesn't even believe in a God.
Wait, you said you did want to see my profile, right? I drew this. Are you proud of me?
That's epic, bro.
Oh, thanks. Anyways, No, I've never heard of this guy. So he's not a Christian, but he says that evolution was designed evolution is leading us astray from Christianity, and that's bad. Sounds like he's a Christian. I don't know what's going on.
You can search him up. He's agnostic.
What was his name?
David Berlinski. Berlinski.
I'll try to look at some stuff here real quick. He works for the Discovery Institute. Okay, so he's a hack, a fraud, and a liar. Okay, there we go. Darwinian evolution doesn't fully explain the origin of complex biological structures. I don't know what he means by that. This sounds like an irreducible complexity hack job, nuttery stuff. Irreducible complexity is literally an argument from ignorance, and we have very good evidence to counter all of the claims of irreducible complexity. So I'm not really sure. Oh, he's the one that wrote Darwin's Doubt? No, wait. That's Stephen Meyer's book. Why did it give me that as a source? And then it said, this is commonly attributed to him, but it wasn't. Yeah, The Devil's Delusion. I see that. A Critique of Scientific Atheism argues that science doesn't eliminate God. Yeah, I mean, I fairly commonly express that. No, I don't think you can scientifically prove or disprove God.
That's okay. With that being said, if it doesn't prove or disprove him, how can we place limitations on what he can do if he was to make the earth reform? And then with evolution, then it starts to happen with everything else.
You can believe that. Plenty of people do believe that. I'm glad if people adopt that belief, but then you don't get to claim that Adam and Eve actually really existed. Or if you're going to say that, then you're just going to say, there were all these hairy-assed humans running around who knows when, and God just decided to be like, peekaboo, and talk to two of them. But then literally the whole story is like, okay, so Adam did exist, but he wasn't formed from mud. Okay, great. There was a tree or there wasn't a tree. Sin did or did not enter the world. Death did or did not occur before the fall. I mean, like, you literally have to throw the entire story out. But then to be a Christian, you have to be like, well, yeah, sin entered the world, and that's why we needed Jesus. Because if there was no fall in the garden, then there was no original sin, and therefore there was no reason for Jesus to have ever been born. There's no reason for Mary to have been picked, because she was conceived without original sin, at least according to Catholics. It just literally... The whole thing goes out the window. This kind of is a baby in bathwater problem.
Okay, I'm looking at the Adam and Eve structure and also with the point of scientific claim of 200,000 to 300,000 years ago with the emergence of humans.
That's when we think our species emerged, with anatomically modern humans being more like 150,000 years old.
Okay, and there's one that is known as a Y chromosomal Adam and
a mitochondrial Eve. Yes.
Yeah, Y and then Adam and Eve, and they were approximately. It was approximately around 200,000 years ago.
Yep.
To 155,000 years ago.
Yep. Yeah, the Y chromosome. Male is thought to be a lot more recent than the female.
And it came from Adam and Eve, right?
No, that doesn't mean that those were the first humans. It can't be the first humans, because, and it certainly can't align with the Bible, because the woman comes first, we know that's scientifically false too. But the Eve is first, and then the Adam comes much later. That literally contradicts the story, even if we allow the story to be infinitely flexible to violate the timeline and all kinds of other stuff. But it doesn't mean that these were the first two people either. If what it means is that this is the, that's the farthest back you can go where there happens to be a guy who is related to all current living people. He wouldn't have been the only living person at the time. It's just that eventually, like, if we can call them bloodlines, whatever, family lines, eventually die out. There, it's inevitable that some families just eventually none of their descendants have any kids. So the mitochondria that had been passed down from that person's mother and grandmother and great-grandmother and all the way back ends at that generation. And it's the same story with a Y chromosome, because the father passes on a Y chromosome, and then his children, if they have sons, they pass on a Y chromosome too. That stops eventually, but at any point, as long as humans still exist, there's a particular person who is the Y chromosome ancestor of all current living people. And then there's a mitochondrial female for that as well. That's what those things are.
So then, okay, give me 1 second.
Bro, it's been at least 2 seconds.
I'm still trying to, I'm thinking about the 300,000 to 200,000 year gap in between Adam and Eve.
Sure. What about it?
So it was, where, when did they first arrive?
What do you, I don't know what that means. Who's they?
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve didn't exist. Are you asking me about the Y chromosome, Adam, and the mitochondrial Eve?
No, just Adam and Eve. First of all, why is it even named that? But second of all, yes, when did they...
Because the Bible's like the most influential book ever.
If it was a book, influential... If it's influential and it was a book... Okay, brother. So then, yes, Adam and Eve. So where did they... Where did they start first came from? How long ago is what I'm asking?
Adam and Eve never existed. Biblical Adam and Eve never existed.
Biblical Adam and Eve never existed. Listen to what you just said. Adam and Eve never
existed. I know what I just said. Biblical Adam and Eve never existed. As a story about magic. It's Mudman and McRib Woman, pronounced she, her.
If it's a book made out of magic, but science can't disprove it, so is it really a book of magic? If you, and
literally contains, let there be light is an incantation. It's no different than brother, bubble, bubble, toil and trouble.
Brother, we're talking about God, first of all, which is, man, we can't do that, all right? You can't just spawn light in, so first of all.
Yeah, but God can do I accept the idea that God can do magic, yeah.
So the Bible, so
I mean,
Pharaoh's
high priests were mere men and they could do magic.
Okay, so you acknowledge that.
According to the Bible, men can do magic.
By the gift of God, right? God using them to use the magic, quote unquote, right?
Why God would choose to use the people enslaving his chosen people to do magic, I don't know, but...
All right, so if you acknowledge that God can do such things, and then you later, then you say earlier that it's a book of magic, it's not real, so then what are you saying? Because you're contradicting yourself. So what are you really...
I didn't say I believe in it. I said I understand the claim that God has magical abilities. Just like when people tell me they believe in witchcraft... I get what they mean. I get that they think that crystals can have powers, but I don't believe in it.
Okay, but
this is just, if God's not real, then why are we talking about him? Okay.
Yeah, but
therefore Spanky is real because we're talking about him.
Okay.
Claiming that Spanky doesn't exist assumes that he does exist. Therefore, Spanky does exist.
All right. I had asked you about the evolution disproving it. You said that it doesn't, and then you said that science can't disprove or prove it. And I asked you, and then you specifically said that
was.
Can I please talk? Can I please talk before you interrupt me, brother? I'm sorry. I don't want to mean no disrespect, but I keep getting interrupted. Respectfully, brother. And I asked you multiple times, and then what you're saying is you acknowledge that he can do that. You're not saying he can't do it, and then the magic, supernatural, but then you say you don't believe it. And you say Adam and Eve never existed, that it's all magic, but you still acknowledge, you still affirming that he can't do that, but then you say it was never true. So then what are you trying to get at? What are you saying? Because you're contradicting yourself.
No, I explained this to you. I get that the book says that magical things happened. I'm acknowledging, according to the story, magical things happened. But I don't believe in magic.
Okay, fair point. Yeah.
And I did, like, this started off with you asking if evolution's ever disproven the Bible, and then we went through Genesis 1. Was that you, or was that...
No, that was me. Guy?
Okay.
I mean, it still doesn't...
So we did go through that at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And it still didn't disprove anything. I hope you know that. I'm sorry, brother.
Do you think that humans evolved and... well, not just humans. Do you think that life evolved over billions of years and the Earth was created in 6 days can both be true?
So where did the evolution of the Earth, right, evolve over billions of years? Where did that come from, and is it proven?
It comes from science. Humanity's crowning achievement, something you take for granted almost every second of the day. The thing that you would call to if your life depended on it. Okay. It was a yes or no question, though.
What was the question, brother?
Do you think that life emerging over the course of billions of years and Earth being created in a span of 6 days can both be true?
So where did Earth come from? Because
that's for life. Okay. So what you're actually saying is no, they can't both be true. Okay. You know that they can't be true. So now what you're trying to do is search for, oh, well, now I have to doubt the science. So can you prove your science, Mr. Science Man? So you are admitting that they can't both be true. So yeah, when I say it disproved it, yeah, that's what I would go with. Now, what I would say is we have extraordinary evidence, unbiased and independent evidence that in principle, anybody in the world could do, which is the science that tells us, that gives us the billions of years timeline, whatever. Whereas in the other, we have a book written by nobody knows who, nobody knows when, and it talks about magic. Well, nobody really believes in magic. So throw the book in the trash and stick with the thing that actually has a proven track record of working.
Okay, that's awesome. So you think that Earth evolved over billions of years? Yes. Okay. So where did it first form? How did it first form? Because in order to have
the
life,
planet.
What do you think that came from?
We have this thing called the nebular hypothesis. Let me show you.
Big Bang Theory.
No.
In order to have life, you must have life yourself. Life to create life. You can't have non-life and create life. That's impossible.
Yes, you can. No, it's not.
Okay.
Life is literally just a sustained chemical reaction. And so simpler versions of the chemical reactions that sustain life could have beget the first living cells on our planet. It's really not super controversial. So there's this concept called, in terms of where did Earth come from, there's this concept called the nebular hypothesis. And so this is just an artistic rendition, but basically a nebula. Well, I can show you what a nebula looks like. They're very pretty. Nebulae are these collections of material in space. They're mostly hydrogen, but you get a bunch of the other elements in there too, just in microscopic quantities. So that's a nebula. Now, gravity can cause that nebula to collapse, and it inevitably starts to swirl. And then it creates this disk. We call it a protoplanetary disk. So in the middle, a star forms, and then stuff in the middle, like, I don't know if you ever built a snowman when you were a kid, but you roll around in the material, and that collects, we call it accretion, into planets. And the Hubble telescope and other telescopes can literally see these things forming. Like, we can see protoplanetary disks forming around stars in the Milky Way galaxy. So that's where Earth comes from.
That's where Earth comes from. Okay, so then who created the nebula?
It's not created by a person. The material, I went over that. The nebula is a collection of material that exists in the universe, and it gravity causes it to collapse together. So now this is just going to go to, yeah, but where did the universe come from? I don't know, but we don't know if the universe comes from anywhere. The universe might be an uncreated, just existing thing.
To create something, there has to be a creator. There must be a creator. You can't just poof.
In order for there to be a creator, there must be a creator of the creator. Well, how can a creator create if a creator didn't create the creator?
You can't apply that to something that you can't fathom.
Okay, if you can't fathom it, then don't tell me that anybody should believe it or that you have evidence. Because it's unfathomable, that. As you have just wisely and honestly admitted.
No, I didn't, brother. It's still this. So let's go back to the topic of that, because it still doesn't disprove anything of what I've been talking about, and it sounds like
you admitted that they can't both be true. You just don't believe in the scientific evidence for no reason.
So refresh my memory then, brother.
I am not doing that.
So you can't say that because it's not true.
No, I spent a very good chunk of my time doing it. I'm not doing it again.
So then, therefore, whatever you just said wasn't true. And back to the same conclusion that you still haven't.
Because you can't remember what I said, therefore what I said is false. What are you doing?
You claim something that I clearly didn't acknowledge to, that I was in the wrong of both decisions. So anyways, brother, come on. So
life again, gradually emerged over billions of years on this planet is option A. The Earth and all the critters on the Earth were created in 6 days is option B. They can't both be true. You admitted it.
Where did life come from then? Where did life come from Earth. 8 billion years ago? Oh my goodness, on Earth. So how was the Earth form? Not Earth form.
Remember when I asked you how did God create the Earth and you couldn't do that?
What do you mean I couldn't? What?
I asked you, how did God create the Earth in 6 days? And you said, Genesis 1. And I said, that tells me who created the Earth, not how God created the Earth. How did God create the Earth?
It tells you description from the very first.
It doesn't give a description. It says there was Earth. It was formless.
Before you interrupt me, can I please tell you it?
No, because I know what it is. I don't need you. The Bible doesn't say how God did anything. It just says that he did.
What is the firmament? I'm gonna go row and row to tell you how he created it. What's the firmament?
There is no firmament. It's a glass dome above the Earth that doesn't exist because the Earth is not flat, even though the Bible says that it is.
Then, prior to that, right, he talks about light and dark, which is called night and day, how he's creating the Earth, right or wrong.
That's what it says, but it's incoherent because the sun isn't created until the fourth day.
That still doesn't matter. I mean, he's still
the
talking about how
the only thing that matters.
He's still it's still regardless or not, it's still describing how it is formed. So
no, it's not. It's telling you what happened, not how. Yes. How did God do it? But he's telling we have to go to the analogy again so you can understand this. If you said my dad builds cars and I said, how does he do them? My dad works at a factory that builds cars. No, how does he build cars? When my dad is done building cars, they have wheels. No, I want to know, how does your dad do this? you can acknowledge that you haven't told me how. When the Bible says the God sprang forth vegetation on the earth, that doesn't tell me how God did it. It just says that God did it.
Okay. So, I mean, I get what you're saying. And then again, at the same time, evolution doesn't disprove that. You get what I'm saying?
It does if you acknowledge that the earth and life forming over billions of years cannot be true. That's option A. That and Genesis 1 can't both be true.
It's clearly that you're not understanding, but hey, man, it was a good chat. You know,
No, it was not. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.